This is a WVU student media podcast.
Welcome back, Mountaineers. PRT Breakdowns, a new Mountaineer, and WVU Baseball is back. I'm Sydney Wentz with another Monday in Morgantown. This past week on Wednesday, students were escorted off of five PRT cars on the tracks between Beechhurst and Engineering Stations. This went very viral on WVU social media, videos and pictures of students actually walking down the PRT tracks because they turned the voltage off so that students would be able to walk. We have had a couple of instances this year of the PRT breaking down in major fashion like this, where it's had to be shut down for a while. I gave a personal anecdote a couple of podcasts ago about how I got stuck on a PRT during a football game and was stuck there for almost an hour and a half. So shout out to these students for obviously following the direction of the people, helping them out, but also just for kind of having the strength to be like working with this during a kind of scary situation of being like, walk on the track and walk back to the station. But yeah, the PRT broke down last week. If you have any information about the PRT, if you're an often user of them, make sure you're following WVU PRT's Twitter or X account, or go to prt.wvu.edu. Also, this past weekend, Braden Adkins, a junior economics major of Richwood, West Virginia, was named the 2024-2025 Mountaineer mascot at the men's basketball game against Texas Tech. He currently serves as the alternate Mountaineer mascot. He works for the Division of Student Life, is an active member of the Maniacs, and of the WVU Pickleball Club. Love that for him. He faced off against other mascot finalists, Elijah Jones, Cade Kincaid, and Justin Waybright. Justin Waybright is a junior mining engineering major from Parkersburg, and he was named as the alternate for the 2024-2025 school year. So congratulations to them. We cannot wait to see you lead us in all things Mountaineer spirit-wise. Finally, my favorite day of the year has come, people. Mountaineer baseball is back in the Mon County ballpark. I went to our season opener. We played Canisius College out of Buffalo, New York. We won 10-2, had a great game despite the kind of crappy weather. First it was rainy, then it stopped being rainy, and then it just got straight up cold. But nonetheless, we had a great time. Not the greatest time in Bowling Green, Kentucky this past weekend, though. We did split a series. We did not lose the series. We split one and one on Saturday against Western Kentucky in Bowling Green, Kentucky. They are back. Our Mountaineers are back in Mon County Ballpark to take on BYU Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And they are traveling down to Southern West Virginia to play the Green Team down south on Tuesday, March 12th. They will take on the Marshall Thundering Herd. Sorry, I couldn't say the Thundering Turd. That would have been too mean. For more on the stories covered today or any other stories from the DA, visit thedaonline.com. That's all for now, Mountaineers. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you after spring break for another Monday in Morgantown. I need to shout out Bryce Cohen, Jules Ogden, Lauren Taylor, and Zach Zeman for their excellent writing talent. Listen to Monday in Morgantown at thedaonline.com/podcast or wherever you stream podcasts.